My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And we are in the same room right now. Isn't that so exciting?
It's crazy. I even hugged you when you walked in because I haven't seen you in months.
And guys, we don't hug.
We do not hug.
The last time we hugged, which was before we both left for the holidays back in December, we were like, that was so awkward.
I remember.
And I don't even know why. Because you're like my friend. So I was like, why should I?
We've hugged so many times in the past. But I think as we work together too, and I see you so often and talk to you so often.
Like I'll know I'll see you again.
Yeah.
So I feel the need not to hug you.
Exactly. I'm like, bitch, I'll see you soon.
Let's say we're at the same event and I end up leaving before Deep D. Mm-hmm. We'll hug each other goodbye.
Yeah.
And I never think twice about that. But when we're just like by ourselves and I hug you, I feel weird.
I know. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know. I think it's the Asian in us. Truly, I just like feel weird about intimacy unless it's with a partner.
That's why we bow in our cultures. We're just like, I'm not touching you.
No, exactly. That's why even Indians, we do the namaste because I'm like, I don't want your energy to touch me. You're a stranger.
I don't want your hands on my back.
Except for anytime I see anyone out, I'm just like, hey, I'm like hugging everyone.
I have a best friend who's Italian and her parents are from Italy.
Yeah.
And every time I see them, they kiss me on both my cheeks and I'm not expecting it.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, where they like just come at me and I was like, whoa, what's happening? What's happening?
I'm not going to lie. I do have a friend. Every time he hugs me, he gives me a kiss on the cheek. And you would think that I would be like weirded out by it, but I actually love it.
No, I love
it. I'm like, oh my God, like my friend.
I love it when my friend's parents like kiss me on the cheek, you know, when they do that like, oh, hello, and say like goodbye. I think it's cute because it's so intimate, but I'm just not used to it. Like when they first start coming to my face, I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Like, do I kiss their cheek back? You know, like, I don't know.
Oh, but like
it's
a
yeah, but it's like cute. So quick. They're just like.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I know.
Maybe we do like. A little affection.
I just don't like it from you.
That is so rude. I'm just kidding. No, it does feel,
for some reason.
It does feel a little awkward. I'm not going to lie. But I hugged you today and I felt great. I was like,
I know.
Oh, I haven't seen you in so long.
Guys, I haven't seen Deep D in over 2 months.
Yeah, it's been
and
a long time.
I don't live in this building anymore. I ended up finding another. I know.
So sad. I'm kind of upset.
I ended up moving to another apartment building. They're just... wasn't units available in this building that Deep D lives in by the time I came back. But it's so weird just being back here because when we were setting up our podcast studio, we were like, we didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
We were like, how do you do this again?
I know. We've lost the muscle memory completely.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it was time to come back together.
Like I came here an hour ago to set up and typically only takes 15 minutes and it took us an entire hour.
You know what? We'll get back to our rhythm. But it is... I'm kind of sad that you're not in the building anymore because I see all of our friends in the building. They're like, where is your friend? I was like, she's gone. She's left us.
Okay. So I'm a very unfriendly person.
No, you're not.
And obviously Deep D has made friends with half of this building. So I'm always just Deep D's friend.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Do they know my name?
You're a yapper too. I don't think you'd realize.
I think I'm not the type of person who will ever start the conversation, but if you start a conversation with me, I talk as if I haven't talked to someone for 6 months. I just like have to share everything about myself.
I feel like the only reason I've made a few friends, I wouldn't say a lot, I've
no,
made a
she's
few
made a
friends
lot.
Is because I go to the dog park. The dog park is
yes, we have a dog run in the building.
Yes, and that is the place to socialize because the amount of dogs that are there.
Wait, I said we have a dog run in the building. I don't live here anymore. There's a dog run in this building.
I think you can claim the building still.
Yeah.
You lived here for a long time.
Yeah.
This is your building too, babe.
I was here first.
Yeah. I was here last. No, I'm just kidding.
You're still here.
Oh, yeah. I did re-sign here. So I was wholeheartedly contemplating moving to Austin. Texas.
Oh my gosh, I did not know this.
Oh, I didn't even tell you this. No, I was wholeheartedly considering it. And then what I did was went on TikTok to find testimonials of people living there. What's the vibe? Should I do it? Should I not?
Testimonials.
And tell me why, Natalie. They were like, oh, summer, you'll have summer depression here because it's too hot to go outside. Okay. I love Chicago summers, but I hate the heat. So yeah. I was like, I don't think I could survive in 102 to 107 degree weather. Like no. That, no.
But would you rather have 3 months of really, really hot weather mm-hmm. and 9 months of really nice weather? Or would you have 3 months of really nice weather and 9 months of really cold, unbearable weather, aka Chicago weather?
I think that I have trained my body now to appreciate seasons and changes, that I actually really like the cold. It's like cryotherapy for me. Preserve my youth.
My face is the skinniest during the wintertime.
Yes.
Like it is depuffed.
Yep. And I love it. And so I'm like, I think I've appreciated the season so much at this point that I don't think I'd be happy with 80 degree weather all year round. And it is 75 to 80 degrees.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even need to talk you out of this. You talked yourself out of it.
No, I did. But there was a moment in time where I definitely talked myself into it.
That is
I was looking at places. I was
crazy.
Like,
you did not tell me.
I know. I was working through some shit. I was like, should I do this? Also, I didn't want to rock our boat a little too much because like then we'd have to be completely remote. And I just feel like
I probably would have followed you.
I would have loved that. Wait.
I've been like,
should we move to Austin?
No.
I'm like, well, maybe next year. We have
I do love Austin. I've never been, but I've heard amazing things. And I have two friends who live there and they are obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And so it's always been like, oh, like that's probably a potential place I could live.
Yeah.
But our families are here in Chicago. So I think that's a piece where I'm like, the convenience of like our families being here.
But here's the thing, like my brother and sister-in-law and my niece live in Dallas. I'm literally in Dallas probably once a month. Like I'm literally going to be there in 2 weeks. So I just feel like the family thing doesn't bother me as much anymore because I'm like, I'll come home all the time. But my mom, she's like, why would you leave? I was like, Mom.
Yeah, I didn't let me do live. Shit. What are you talking about? I was like, I knew your parents would definitely guilt trip
you. They were
you.
So upset. But yeah, I was considering, you know, making the move, but
well, here you are.
But alas, here I am. I feel like I couldn't give up another Chicago summer. Like,
I don't think summers here are that amazing.
Said no one ever now.
No, I really like.
What?
I really don't feel like Chicago summers are that cool.
What?
I think this is when so many people are out. All the restaurants get super busy.
I'm not gonna
lie. Go back to your caves, okay? Order takeout instead. Why do you have to come to this coffee shop because you thought the weather was so nice you need to take a walk out?
Yeah. Once it
like,
hits,
leave me alone.
Once it hits 50 degrees in Chicago, everybody is out.
Yeah, it's 47 right now. And I was like, is there a concert going on? Like, why is there so many people in the streets?
I know. That's why I feel like we appreciate fall and spring so much. Because then you don't get the tourists plus the normal locals, you know? The other day, I went to the lake because I was like, I need to go. I realized that after Costa Rica, I love nature. And I was like, you know what? There's nature around here. There's a whole
So I'm going to go to the lake.
The lake is huge. It almost feels like an ocean, you know? Uh-huh. There were so many people there. It disrupted my peace. I was like, I can't do this.
I think why, though, I'm bothered, if I'm being honest, is I don't like dress up. Actually, I look just hideous when I'm out. I'm going to be like really honest.
No. Here's the thing about winter, right? Like I'm always wearing one of two coats in the winter.
Yeah. Everything's hidden.
Yeah. No one can see my outfit. You can hide the body a little bit better.
I have a parka that literally hits my ankles. Yes. And I was like, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing.
Yeah. You're wearing a giant fluffy blanket on.
That's
now.
Why I love the winter. I'm telling you, I can wear the same thing every day for an entire month and no one will know.
Exactly.
It's all under a big parka.
Yeah. But now I feel like I have to change my outfits because.
And you start getting sweaty because of the sun. Yes. So you have to.
I watched my friend's dog this week and obviously I'm taking her on walks every day. And you usually see the same people and I'm like, oh, like I can't be wearing the exact same. Not that I'm wearing the exact same thing, but all my clothes are black and like it looks like I'm wearing the same thing all the time.
You're like, gotta add a little bit of a color.
Yeah. I was like, let me throw on like a white jacket, you know?
Yeah. But, no, exactly.
Yeah.
But anyways, here we are. We're together again. I hope you guys are excited. We are.
I'm super like excited.
Legitimately, we were so happy when we saw each other finally in person.
Oh, I know. It's just different than talking on the phone.
When we were virtual, we're like, oh, we're having a FaceTime call with our pod besties.
Yeah.
But now we're finally in person having a little lunch, a little gathering. I'm excited.
Where's the food?
That's true.
Honestly, you got pod besties. I've been trying to convince Natalie to do like a little drink sesh while we podcast. And we did try it one time.
Wait, one time?
Tequila shots.
We were like, okay, we need to like let loose. This was during our first few episodes.
Yes.
Like we're just like, we're so stiff. People are saying like, they're being so careful. We should have a shot of tequila. And it was like 11 a.m.
Oh my God.
And I actually got drunk.
Yeah, and because you're such a lightweight.
Yeah, because I'm such a lightweight. Like I felt it. I didn't have any breakfast that day. And it just like hit my system. And we were even worse on the podcast.
It was so bad.
When I feel alcohol in my body, I start getting a little bit quiet. I don't know what to say. And I was just quiet.
And I'm the opposite. I just ramble about nothing.
But like she would say something and I have no response.
So I'm just like talking to a wall.
It was just like an episode of Deep D. We're like, we'll never do that again.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? We need to eat breakfast, maybe eat a good lunch and then have some champagne.
And sip on a margarita.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Not have a whole tequila shot where it hits the bloodstream right away, you know? It needs to slowly digest and...
And it might have been two tequila shots, you know? Like
you're like, we really want to feel...
We're like, we got to do this real quick.
But anyways, one of these days, we're going to do a little champagne episode.
Okay.
I just really... think that it'd be fun to do it.
We could call it like the night pod dates.
Ooh. Okay, but there's absolutely no touching.
What?
I don't know why.
You don't touch in the pods. What are you talking about?
Should we put a wall up too?
I mean, I'd like that. I request that every episode.
Wow. But anyways, one of these days we'll do it. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
You know, speaking of night dates, though, lately I have not been able to sleep whatsoever. Like, I don't know what is happening with me, but why is it that at 1 a.m. my brain just starts to turn and I'm thinking about what I did in fourth grade to, like, I don't know, have PTSD from like a stupid, embarrassing thing that I did, or I'm becoming like a student and I'm like, I need to learn everything about interior design today. Yes, I'm like looking at videos of like, what can I do to spice up my apartment? And like, I am ordering things online, like, and it's 2 a.m.
I am exactly like that. I'm the most productive in the nighttime.
Yes. Why is that? Why can't this energy find me during the day?
I have no idea. That's why you did so well in the pods during the nighttime dates.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were like, you're a night owl.
I am a night owl. But the problem
is... But the crazy thing is you're also a morning person too.
I was just about to say that because I'm also up at 7 a.m. every day. So my body's literally just not getting any sleep right now. And that's not good. That's not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
You'd make a great mom though.
I would make... That's true. Retweet!
When your baby's crying, yeah, you're like, no problem. I'm ready.
I got it, honey.
Be like, I already got this. And I'll also be up way early the next day. Don't worry.
No, but seriously, it's becoming a real problem lately. And I think it probably has to do with...
With that man? Did we talk about this on the podcast
yet? No. Oh. See, Natalie, we weren't supposed to bring this up.
I got a little too comfortable there.
No, okay. I'm not going to talk about the man situation because I don't want to jinx it. So
yeah,
that's, until then.
I feel like I jinxed myself when I started talking about New York Boy immediately and introduced him to the pot besties. And then he ended up being a devil in disguise.
And, you know, I do have to say outside energy does disrupt a lot of things. So if there's good happening in your life, don't tell anyone until it's like solidified.
That is good advice.
It is. I'm telling you, people want to see you thrive, but they don't want to see you thrive better than them. Like, even just like not on purpose. It's just like an innate human behavior.
Totally. And know? And for those things, I don't like jinxing myself either. Like if I feel like something's good happening, but it's not solidified, like it hasn't happened yet, I will not share it.
Yes.
You know, until when it comes it's like actually happening or has already happened.
Absolutely. As when it comes to careers or relationships or like you have a big move coming up or you're making a big decision in your life, I feel like all of those things should be done in private. And once it's done, then you can talk about it and, you know, be happy. But until then, all my family is the only people that I will talk to about
That's why I didn't know about Austin, bitch.
No, that had something that was a little different. Austin was like a...
We're talking about Austin, Texas, okay?
Austin, Texas, not Austin the man.
People are like, Austin, who's Austin? There was another Austin one back in the day.
No, it was just like a small seed that I planted in my brain. I don't think that I was going to actually execute on it. I was just considering it.
One thing that was nice is during our solo trip, we texted a lot, but like we didn't talk on the phone for hours. And I felt like, oh, that was kind of nice because I was like, okay, we're like living our own lives. Because like one thing I think what happens is when you're talking on the phone for hours every day with a friend, which is like really fun. Some of the time we're talking about our podcast, but most of it is like us talking about every intrusive thought that comes in our head, and our conversations become like 3 hours long. And we end up giving each other advice. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like, okay, there's no mystery intervention.
Yeah, it's like when you come over, I'm like, oh, what do we talk about? Because you know everything about me.
Yeah. Okay, you know what I thought was interesting too, thinking about our friendship? Mm-hmm. I remember we were hanging out with our sisters. Like we went to an event and we brought our sisters as our plus one. And one thing you said to my sister, I forgot what I did. I was lying about something. Everyone knew I was lying like in our group, but you're like, I know when Nat is lying because she'll do this one thing.
Yes.
And my sister Sam goes, yes. Like I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's when I knew, oh my God. We know, like, we just know every little single thing. You're like, yeah, like, Nat does this thing and I know she's lying right now. I think I was lying to someone about why we had to leave
early.
Yeah.
It was silly.
It's like why we had to leave early.
Yeah.
And Deep D caught right away. She's like, this bitch is lying. And I didn't even know, like, there was a thing you could pick up when I'm about to lie.
It's just because we know each other so well. And I feel like it's the same for you with me. Like, we are around each other so much, so we pick up on body language more than we do what we say sometimes, too. And so we're just that close at this point. It's been almost 2 years of very close, all the time.
Yeah.
So obviously it's natural. But anyways, I'm just not going to jinx this guy. That's it. No more on the subject.
It's good that you're keeping a secret because I will say, like, when I go on dates with other men, at some point the podcast does get brought up. Like, I'll say, like, oh, I have a podcast. And they'll obviously ask questions about it. And then I'm sure it's very easy to find our podcast. Like, if you search our full names and then type in podcast on Google, you're most likely going to find Out of the Pods.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with a name like Deep T.
Yeah. You're going to find it quick. Or you're going to find our social media accounts because, like, obviously when you're dating someone that you don't know, you're going to look them up on social media.
Yes.
And we have Out of the Pods linked in both of our bios on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So inevitably, they'll find our podcast. I feel like if I was in their shoes, I would listen to a few episodes.
Yes. Just to get a feel for who they are. Yeah, just to be
like, are they talking about anything crazy? Like, I feel like this podcast gives a good sense of who we are, like what our personalities are like. So they're probably like, I'm just going to listen, like out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And I always think about, like, if anyone I've dated or am currently dating, do they listen to this podcast? And if so, they probably literally can't stand us.
I know. And that's what scares me. I think about
that all the time. Because on dates, like especially the first few, and I'm sure you're like this too, you don't like, you're more, I don't know, not
put together.
Shy. Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's more, you show them what you want them to see.
Exactly.
At the beginning of stages. Yes.
Like, I'm more classy.
Yes.
And then am I a little bit more feral on this podcast? Yeah.
Yeah, because we're on Hinge together. It's fun.
Yeah. But do I want anyone I'm dating to know that I'm this unhinged? No.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you know that, like, when you first start seeing somebody, you go stalk their social media, right? So you're trying to pick up any piece of content that you can get a hold of. And for them, they have so much on us to get a hold of. And I'm like, oh no.
And it's not good stuff.
No, I mean, like, it's, yeah, it's not. I wouldn't particularly look at that and be like, yep, that's my wife. It's not like we're sitting on this podcast yapping about anything interesting, like, to the point where it's like, oh my God, these girls are so smart.
We're not Mel Robbins, let me tell you.
We are not Mel Robbins. We're not doctors. We're not scientists. We're just yapping.
I always get that question, too, like, when I bring up the podcast or if it comes up in conversation when I'm on dates, they'll be like, what do you talk about?
Oh.
And I was like,
the dreaded question.
Current news. Which I don't think is a lie.
It's not. It's not.
Yeah.
It's news to us. I mean, I don't know what your cup of tea is, but it's news to us. You know, so I mean, yeah, but I do downplay it too, where I'm like, oh, like, don't worry about it. Like, it's just reality TV. I'm sure you're not into reality TV.
I'm like, it's a silly little podcast. It's not even available on Apple or Spotify. I was like, it's just, I was like, just very small. I was like, just with my silly little friend.
Yeah.
I was like, the only people who would listen are our parents. So don't even try to find it. That's, I literally so will downplay it so they never try to search it.
Yes. I do the same thing. And I think we need to stop doing that because we should be proud of this podcast. I actually am.
No,
same. Wait a minute. I'm changing my mind.
No, I don't want them to listen. But I think about, like, if they're potentially listening.
Mm-hmm.
They probably can't stand us.
No, absolutely.
That's probably why I got ghosted 2 weeks ago.
Honest, this is something I think about often too, because, like, when I'm on dates and stuff and I laugh, I'm so cutesy with my laugh. Yeah. I'm like, you know, like, you know.
I am too. I'll be like,
yeah. And then on this podcast, I'm like, like, just, I have no filter. I'm just,
no,
like,
100%.
Just be.
They're probably like, she definitely has multiple personalities. Who is she? She lied to me on the date and I don't want to see her again. And, like, fair.
No, you know? Honestly, yeah. Because I don't want someone to see my true, 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 true laugh until, like, the sixth or seventh date. But until then, don't listen.
But don't you also feel like conversations between friends, mm-hmm. best friends, but also with our pod besties, are very different than conversations you would have with someone that you romantically love?
Yes. Well, yes. I think you get to...
I wouldn't gab like this, I don't think, with, like, my boyfriend.
Yeah, I feel like in the early stages, you're very much different version of who you are than you are, like, 10 years in your relationship. You know what I mean? But, like, in those early stages, it's very important not to expose yourself too much. I was trying to be careful with my words because I'm like, I'm not trying to pretend to be somebody else.
Yeah.
But, like, I want them to see a different version of me initially. Yeah.
That's why I think it's, like, really good you're not talking about this guy because mm-hmm. you just, like, don't know. You know, like, okay, if I was dating a guy mm-hmm. and he brought me up on the podcast, like, early on in the dating process, I'd be like, actually, I'd be a little bit flattered. I was going to be like, I'd be like creeped out. And no, I'd be like, you know what? Keep talking about me.
Yeah. See, I think it also depends on the person because I feel like a lot of people want to stay private and they just don't want their life to be exposed, and because they didn't sign up for that, right? So it's also like a level of privacy, I think, along with it too. Because for
it's
me,
called nicknames, DD.
Yeah, but context clues exist.
Look, if you, based on what I saw on this podcast, if you were able to find out who New York Boy was, let me know.
Well, you know, he's Instagramless, so it's really hard.
Well, Deep D told me the next time she'll share an update about the situation is when they're married. So.
Yes. Unless there's a ring on the finger, I think I should just keep it quiet.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to move forward.
Snot just came out of my nose. Anyways.
The hay fever is still with you, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know what has been on my mind a lot lately is JoJo Siwa on Celebrity Big Brother. Did you ever watch Celebrity Big Brother?
No.
I am obsessed with Big Brother in general, but essentially because it's Celebrity Big Brother and it's UK, they are locked in a house for 3 weeks and they're competing.
Do they not do that on regular Big Brother?
They do, but it's a lot longer. It's like a whole summer. Where celebrities, because they're celebrities, they only do it for 3 weeks.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
So JoJo Siwa has been in the UK filming Celebrity Big Brother. And what's wild about it is it's all live. But what has gotten the internet in a fuss is the way JoJo Siwa was acting with one of her housemates.
I saw this.
You saw this? Chris Hughes from Love Island is also in this house. And weirdly, I haven't watched the full series, but I've seen clips of them and they're very close. They're in the hot tub together.
I haven't watched the show, mm-hmm. but I've seen clips on social media where people are talking about this, where JoJo and Chris are like cuddling. I think he kisses her on the cheek at one point and people are like, okay, JoJo's in a relationship.
Yep.
And this feels like, I don't know, all this like, cuddling goes beyond friendship. Like it feels like there's something romantic going on mm-hmm. and it feels like emotional cheating.
Absolutely. Because
physical cheating too, but you
know. There's also a clip of Chris reading a letter that JoJo got from her mom. Mm-hmm. And in this letter, she like references Kath.
Her girlfriend
so many times, almost to be like, JoJo, don't forget you have a girlfriend that can watch you live. Like she's watching this live. And meanwhile, back at home, Kath is making videos being like, I can't wait to see her again. Yeah. I can't wait to like watch movies together again and all the shows that we need to catch up on. And meanwhile, JoJo is like just having the time of her life.
Just cuddling with another man on an international TV show. So Kath Ebbs, who is JoJo's girlfriend, is an Australian influencer. So obviously this is a pretty public relationship, which yeah. adds another layer in that JoJo is so comfortable kind of disrespecting her girlfriend mm-hmm. on TV.
Yep.
And also knowing her girlfriend is watching. And like, what is the girlfriend going to do? How are they going to talk about it on social media?
I think in JoJo's mind, though, she doesn't think that she's doing anything wrong until maybe she sees the footage back. But as of like, I think as she was going through it, she's like, no, it's totally fine. Like, I'm not disrespecting her in any way. But the outside world sees that differently.
I don't know. Like, again, I'm just going off the clips that I saw. I feel like she knows she's like crossing the line.
Yeah.
And she can't help herself because they're probably sleep deprived in that environment. And again, like in their little bubble world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no social media. There's no contact to the outside world for 3 weeks. And I'm sure that's the longest JoJo has gone without her social media and outside influence.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just her authentic self. Obviously, Celebrity Big Brother UK has ended. And to celebrate, they had an after party. And JoJo flew Kath out for this after party. And right before the after party started, and while Chris is in the next room, JoJo broke up with Kath. Can you imagine?
I saw the TikTok video that Kath made about all of this, explaining this whole situation, how she went on an 8-hour flight to attend this watch party mm-hmm. for the finale of Big Brother, and how JoJo dumped them at this before the party, I think.
Yeah, right before the party. So she didn't even end up coming to the after party.
If I was in Cass's shoes and I had to take an 8-hour flight just to get dumped, that would be the start of my villain arc story.
Yeah. The logic doesn't make sense to me on why they had to fly there, because you could have done it over FaceTime or just said, hey, Kath, like, you know, I really would like to talk to you when we're in person.
Because what changes between those 8 hours?
Truly.
In those 8 hours, Joju was like, I'm going to break up with her.
Yeah. Okay. We do have to remember that Joju is a baby. Like, she's
21.
21 years old. She's just going through life. Like,
the frontal lobe hasn't developed yet, you know?
Exactly.
I grew up on TV.
Yes. I've done so many dumb things when I was 21. Like, I'm going to give her grace. But I was like, ooh, it's just unfortunate because the whole world is watching.
But I think it's different when you do a dumb thing to hurt someone's feelings.
Yes.
Because I feel like even at 21, Joju knows what the right thing is, like what the considerate thing is.
Yeah.
And that's not breaking up with your girlfriend after they take an 8-hour flight to come support you at this like after party for the show you were on.
Yeah. Playing devil's advocate, I'm thinking like, what was she thinking when this was happening? Maybe she's like, I have to do it in person.
Yeah, because if you've never gone through a really big breakup,
yeah,
you always hear like, oh, you have to give the consideration of doing it in person.
Yeah, like a FaceTime call or a text message makes you a villain too.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe like Joju was like, I have to break up
She's
with
like,
them in person.
I'm sure in Jojo's head, she's like, I'm just going to pay for Kat's business flights home. And, you know, at least they get to cry in business class home. That sounds so mean. But, you know, maybe that's what Joju was thinking. Who knows?
It's not a bad way.
Okay, but
it's like, not a bad way to cry in a breakup.
The internet
on
is
a business
also
class flight home.
I mean, it doesn't sound that bad. But also, I think the internet's a little divided on this because a lot of people are also very proud of Joju for not continuing the relationship just because. She's like, okay, maybe this experience has like helped her like realize a lot of things about herself. And maybe she's shown that growth and that I think that she made the right decision for both of them because they are very young.
You know what? Giannina from Love is Blind Season 1, who is our friend, she told me this. She goes, what's nice about relationships before you meet that like one person you're going to spend the rest of your life with is you're allowed to make a bunch of mistakes and like learn and grow from it. And, you know, fortunately, what's really great about making mistakes in those relationships and picking the wrong people to get into relationships with is she's like, you learn so much and hopefully it brings you closer to the person you actually want. Whether you made those mistakes or the other person made those mistakes, you learn so much and hopefully it helps you grow and learn how to be a better partner, but also the person you want to actually be with. Like
exactly.
The person that will make you happy. So like in that sense, Jojo's just going through it. Hopefully Kath will come out of that relationship and be like, that was not the person for me and I've learned so much and that's not a person I want to be with.
Exactly.
But I still think it's shitty because, you know, if I'm telling you, if this happened to me, I would be egging Jojo's house for a century.
That is so petty of you. Listen, there's so many shitty things happen to me in relationships, too. This is not that bad. Yeah. Does it suck? Absolutely. But I think Kath will recover. I don't know. It is shitty, though. Yeah. It is shitty, though.
I would be hurt for, I think, a long time. I think that Kath, like, over time will be okay.
Yeah.
But I still think it's a shitty way to break up with someone. But I will say, you know what? This hearing stories like this, you know, like breakups where you always hear your like friend side of the story about how their partner did something wrong and like, you know, all this stuff happened. You really are a villain in someone's story.
You always say this and it's true. I think that's what happens when you have interpersonal relationships. I'm like, not everything is going to be positive. And like you said earlier, you have to learn from the things that happen to you.
That's why I don't like making new friendships.
You know?
That's why I don't like meeting new people. Like, I just, I don't want to be a villain in anyone's story anymore. So I just want to keep my circle close.
You're like, I've been a villain in enough people's stories. Yeah. It is time to end it.
It's crazy because like you have two.
No, I know.
I can name one person.
Honestly, that makes me so upset because as a former people pleaser and still sometimes is to this day, nothing makes me more upset than knowing that I'm a villain in someone's story, because I try my best to be like a good light in people's lives.
Or you just want to be like a side character. You know, like you don't want to.
No, I don't want to be a side character.
I strive to be a side character, or just like the extras in the background. Like, I don't want to make that big of an impact on your life, nor do I want like a main character role.
See, I'm the opposite. I want to be the main character
in your life,
in their lives. And I want to be like the reason why they're like, I learned so much from her. They're like, wow, she's such a good person that it makes me want to be a better person. Like, that's the energy I want to carry. You're in everyone's like, story.
I want to take your main character role out of your own damn life.
No. But that's funny.
Yeah. I want to just be the extra in the background. Like, I was like, you don't see me.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of contact, but we were at the grocery store at the same time.
I just want to be the supporting main character.
Yeah.
See, that's my role. I love that role. And I feel like I would thrive in that role. But so the person that you're talking about, that I probably am a villain in their life, in their story, I would love to have them on the podcast to change that.
No.
I'm just kidding.
That's not happening. Definitely not.
You're like, absolutely no. Yeah. I know. I think at one point in your life, you just have to be comfortable with not everyone liking you.
Yeah.
And that's a harsh reality I've had to come to terms with, because I think you just exhaust yourself if you do that. Just be yourself, and whoever resonates with you resonates with you, and the rest can, I will love you from afar. Yeah.
And not even being a villain, like, you can be that like annoying ass person that like shows up in some of the scenes in a movie.
Yes.
Like, you're just like, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And they're meant to be like annoying and like ruin someone's day. Like, you could be that person, and that's okay. I know I probably am for a lot of people. I've been told in my DMs specifically.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
You know, this reminds me, though, there's a trend going on TikTok right now called the butterfly effect. Have you seen this?
No.
So every video basically starts with, the butterfly effect is crazy because, and then they'll put in like whatever is like the butterfly effect for them.
It's like, I would have never met this person if I didn't do this one thing point in time. Like, exactly. I would have never met them. Yes.
Exactly. Okay. So by definition, the butterfly effect means that small changes can have big consequences, especially in complex systems. It's like a butterfly flapping its wings in one place, causing a hurricane on the other side of the world. This is because, so it's like a phenomenon, essentially. And this is because even small differences in starting conditions can lead to dramatically different outcomes over time. So essentially, like you said, if say that you were meant to meet a friend at a bar and that friend bails on you, and because they bailed on you, you're sitting alone at the bar with your glass of wine, and some random stranger strikes up a conversation with you that normally wouldn't have happened if your friend was there. So that's kind of like the small butterfly effect thing. But what's pissing me off is people are using this trend incorrectly, because they're like, the butterfly effect is crazy because what do you mean if I didn't log into Hinge that day, I wouldn't find my person? And I'm like, you would have just found him the next day.
Okay, but I don't believe in the butterfly effect, because can I tell you why? I just feel like the butterfly effect is just like life happening. It's not like this small thing you change. Like, everything is a small thing you change.
Yeah, but I think that's the whole point of it, is there's a phenomenon for it. Like, like, what do you mean if I was 1 minute later to something?
I feel like I don't have anything good that has happened that's a butterfly effect. I feel like everything bad that has happened has been a butterfly effect.
Okay. We need to change perspective.
Because what?
I do have a funny story about a small butterfly effect, and it has nothing to do with love, which is the common thing that I see on the butterfly effect thing.
Wait, can I ask you though?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a butterfly effect that my friend made me apply to Love is Blind? And I almost didn't press submit because the application was so long. But I was all like, I'm just going to submit it at like where I didn't answer all the questions. Because it was before they made every question a requirement.
Yes.
I think I just answered the first few and I was like, submit.
Wait, that's so funny because
A butterfly effect that I had the thought that I'm not going to fill out this application. I don't care enough and I probably wouldn't be chosen. But I submitted it anyways. I was like, I'm just going to press submit.
You know, I think it is because why is this exact same scenario the same thing that happened to me? Because Derek, my best friend who lives in LA, was the one who sent to me the application. And I literally was like, I can't fill this out. Like, this is so long. My parents won't even let me go.
Yeah.
And something just came over me and I was like, I'm just going to do it. But I don't know. I think.
Or is that just like you made that decision?
I think it's like you made that decision.
When we were in the pods, I made a split second decision. I won't say who, but I ranked someone above someone else and I never spoke to that person again. Yeah. And that split second, like I just took a chance. I was like, I'm just going to do it. And it led to me being matched up with Shane.
Yes.
Getting engaged to him. All this stuff. Is that a butterfly effect? Or is that just like
I feel like that's decision making.
Oh.
I feel like butterfly's effect is more like an actual action that happens to you that the world inflicts on you.
Okay, like as it, because technically the example of like meeting up with a friend, life was supposed to happen in that you're just supposed to meet up with that friend.
Yes.
But it happened where you made the decision to meet up with that friend. She wasn't there. So like it kind of spiraled, like the path you were supposed to take is kind of detoured.
Deviate. I love how we were like psychologically analyzing this. But for example, say that you're walking down the street and your shoe comes untied. And you tied your shoes and because you were bending over, someone ran into you and that's your future husband. I feel like that's butterfly effect.
He saw my flat ass and he was like, damn, gotta run into this bitch.
And then it starts a conversation. And you're like, did you know your ass is so flat?
Well, I'm going to be tying my shoes the entire way back to my apartment. I'm going to be bending over at every corner.
Again, you guys, I am not the know-it-all when it comes to the butterfly effect. This is just my interpretation
someone
of it.
Someone who has studied butterfly effects is listening to this podcast, one of our pod best, and she's like, you bitches are wrong. Wow, I've said the B word a lot on this podcast.
Something about me just brings it out.
Yeah,
you.
Something about today being in person. I'm like,
we're in a good mood. We're in a good mood.
But someone's gonna be like, these ladies.
Why are you talking with your head?
I don't know.
I feel like I haven't seen you in 2 months and some of your behaviors have changed.
I've surrounded myself with too many people like from around the world.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the exact science to butterfly effect. But again, just the tiniest little change makes a huge change in your
life. Okay, I'm analyzing. I'm like going through my entire life in my head, like what I can remember. I was like, what has been a butterfly effect?
Mm-hmm. Nothing, huh?
Nothing. My life has gone exactly the way it should have. It's always been a surprise, like how things have turned out. But I feel like every decision I make, I think about it too much. And I was like, This was it.
Yeah, this like, was planned.
This was, the universe didn't inflict anything. Like nothing was a butterfly effect. Everyone I met, I was supposed to meet. Like I was expecting to meet them.
Right.
Does that make me a seer? does that also mean I could talk to the dead?
No. Oh, you mean a siren?
Yes. Do you have a moment that you think was a butterfly effect?
I don't think that I do because I've tried to do this trend. Not that I would really post it, but I was like, what would mine be? And I don't know if I do. The closest that I can come to is when I was in junior high, I wanted to sign up for this tennis tournament thing. And for some reason, I was like really scared to do it. And I almost made, and again, this might be just a decision though, but I like was like, no, I don't want to do it. But my parents signed me up anyways because they're like, you know, crazy.
They're like,
you need to do physical activity. Yeah. Go. And they signed me up. And because I did the tournament, I met my best friend, and he is still my best friend to this day. So I feel like that's the biggest thing that I can think of.
But isn't that more of like a, that's not, it like, it, was yeah. it life-changing?
It is because now he's my lifelong best friend. Okay, I know how they always say, if you're friends with somebody longer than 10 years, they'll be in your life forever. And this person has been in my life since I was in seventh grade. Mm. So he has seen the ups and downs, everything in my life. So it, I think it's made a big change, because how is it possible that I met him like at the racquet club versus meeting him at the school that we both go to?
And you probably wouldn't have been close friends exactly. at the school. Are you talking about Derek?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. I do love, okay, he is life-changing.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like literally even after the show aired and I was in shambles, Derek was the one who was like, come to LA, you're going to stay with me. I stayed with him the whole time.
Derek.
Yeah.
Love Derek.
So I'm like, he has been a part of my pivotal moments in life. Like, he's the reason why I even did the show. He's the reason who consoled me after the show. So it's like, maybe that's mine, you know?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I can't, yeah.
Yeah, can you think of anything?
No.
It'll come to you. I feel like tonight when you're laying in bed at 1 a.m. and your wheels are turning, you're going to text me and be like, I thought of the butterfly effect.
I'll probably lie and think of something, to be honest.
So I'm not proud of the reality TV shows that I'm watching lately, because it's mind-numbing. But I've realized that if I walk on my walking pad, I'm allowed to watch, you know, just like a random show.
Yeah, yeah. Like trashy TV.
Yes. And I have been watching Vanderpump Villa on Hulu.
You're a big Vanderpump girl, though. So I'm not surprised you are watching that show.
Okay. And to be honest, season one, I hated it. I just like couldn't connect with the characters. But season two just aired. And Stassi Schroeder is back on our television screens. And boy, Natalie, did I miss her, because they refer to her when she like drinks and goes into these rages as her dark passenger.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of the dark passenger?
Yeah.
Okay. The dark passenger is back because she gets into a fight with her husband, Beau, on this episode. And the whole reason that they're fighting is because apparently Beau got a tattoo of his sister, like on his arm right here.
Like her name?
Her name.
Okay.
And I don't know what the backstory to this is, but apparently Beau and his sister reconnected later in life.
Okay.
So, or connected for the first time later in life. So,
interesting.
New relationship.
Yeah.
And so Stassi goes into a rage because she's pissed that Beau got this name tattooed on himself. And Beau's like, why are you acting like this? And she's like, I think it's just weird. And I feel like I need my name tattooed on you. And he's like, I have an S on the ring finger. And she's like, the faded S? And so she goes into this rage. But how would you feel if you were Beau's wife?
I agree with Stassi. I think it's kind of weird that he tattooed his sister's name on his body.
I agree.
But can I be honest?
Yeah.
I would never tattoo my partner's name on my body. And the only reason I wouldn't do it is I think it's superstitious. I feel like everyone that I know that has tattooed their partner's name on their body, they've broken up.
Yes.
Or divorced.
And that is actually Beau's reasoning also to Stassi. He's like, I don't want to do that because it's superstitious.
Yeah.
So that's his argument in this as well. But I also think it's kind of weird, though, that he would get his sister's name.
Same.
Like, it doesn't matter if you reconnected later in life. Why are you?
Imagine if I had Samantha on my back. That's my sister's name.
That's weird.
I'd be like, I don't know. Maybe it's more like, you know how tattoos are forever?
Yes.
Unless you get them lasered off,
yes.
which I'm trying to do with my back tattoo that I got in college. not my proudest moment, but maybe he got it because he wanted to show his sister, like, now we're forever siblings.
Yeah.
But I will say, isn't it safer to like tattoo a family member's name on your body? Because it's not like you could divorce them.
Absolutely.
Know?
But for all the things in the world that you could tattoo, just don't do a name. Like, I'm sorry, but like, yeah, what are you doing?
Get coordinates of like where you guys met.
Yeah.
I think last name is even fine.
Yeah. I agree. There was a scene also in this episode where Stassi is talking to her sister about this because they're all together. And what's crazy is Beau's sister is also there. So it's funny that they're doing it all in the same place. But Stassi is talking to her sister and they're talking about how, you know, this is probably not with Beau, but on Law and Order, when siblings meet later in life, one or the other like has like love ish feelings towards each
romantic,
other.
Romantic, you mean?
Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word romantic feelings towards each other. And
what?
And then she's like, Saucy, that's probably not Bo though. But like, I just thought it was funny because this happens on Law and Order. It's a TV show. And I died.
Oh my God, Stassi's sister says that at the table with Bo and his sister.
Oh, well, they were having like a one-off conversation. Got it, got it. So it was like off to the side. It wasn't in front of her. But I actually died laughing because I was like, why are you creating a bigger dark passenger in Stassi right now?
Would you ever tattoo your like husband's name on your body?
Absolutely not. Never. Yeah. Like if anything, I would maybe do like the time we got married, because in the Indian culture, muhurtam time, which is like they say spiritually, that's the time you should marry each other. Maybe I would do something like that, but like never a name.
Yeah.
Never a name.
The only names going on my body are going to be my children's name. Not that I'm planning to, but if I had to choose a name, it's theirs only.
Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, I feel like even children, like, I don't think I would do that.
I would even get my grandmother's name.
It's
like things like that. But my husband?
No.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
I was like, I provide enough
in
this hypothetical situation. I'd be like, I already do too much for this household.
Yeah. I'm already giving up my body for these kids.
I'd be like, no. I'm going to go through the pain of getting your name tattooed. Like, no.
No.
And I would know this from experience. It's going to turn blue. And I'm probably going to have to get it like retattooed. And it starts like kind of fading, but getting a little bit bigger into like bubble letters. Because that's exactly what's happening to my one and only tattoo on my back.
I was like, yeah, that was oddly specific.
People are like, did you get that in bubble letters? I was like, no, it's just like spreading and getting bigger. And they're like, you could get that fixed. I was like, literally, it was so painful. I can't. So oh, yeah, no. I was like, you think I'm going to go through that again?
No.
Absolutely not.
Whoa.
We had a twin moment.
Oh, no. Jinx, see me
say
that.
Sister, sister. Never knew how much I missed her. Okay, we got to end this. Deep Dee and I are getting like too weird now. Yeah. I feel it. You know when you just know.
Yep. It's happening. But anyways, well, Pod Besties, let us know what you think of this situation and what you would do.
Yeah. Would you?
Bye. Just kidding.
No, really. Bye. It is time. Bye. See you next Saturday. Oh my God. See you next Wednesday. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Bye.
Bye.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.